the heartbeat of the Central Coast, KSQD Santa Cruz, KSQT Prunedale.
Greetings, cats and kittens, foxes and coyotes. This is Eric Nelson sitting in for the artist formerly known as Manuel Zavala. This will not be a Bread and Buddha, but we may tap into some of the same vibes. What I'm doing today is, I won't call it the best of 2024. How about the music that reached me in 2024? This is part two of a two-part thing that I started a couple weeks ago on What a Week. And we're going to continue on, give you the math here. Over the last year, over 2024, which is now rapidly receding in our view, 128 albums crossed my transom. And yes, I did the math, 1,519 songs on those albums. And I'm going to try to boil that down to about 28 songs, each one from a different artist. And again, not the best of. Best of is, all this is in the ear of the beholder. This is the music that I, as I said, reached me this year. We're going to do a couple of songs revolving around America. One of them I got in just a couple weeks ago by Amy Spies. And we're going to hear from, well, Dion and then John Cale. How about that for an interesting three-pack? This is KSQD. This is the show formerly known as Bread and Buddha. And this is a rousing salute to some of the, well, I'll use that word, best music of 2024.
Kick the can till the sun went down and said, 76 summer afternoon. May to August we hid in the back of that house on the corner of Old Shady View. July 4th before the second grade, a joker in the spokes and huffy handlebars. Bicentennial parade, Yankee Doodle Dandy and sparklers in the yard. Ride our bikes like a speed machine, feel the wind duck your head and lean. Hold on tight, hold on tight to the American dream.
Searching for
We weren't big enough to change the scenes. That was for people in those magazines.
Well, what if no one stood to play the part? But what if no one had a hero's heart? Try to change it, you and me.
It's time to stand up here and evermore become the heroes we've been waiting for.
Hey, now you know we need an American hero.
in case you're trying to figure out what that song's about. That is Wales as in John Cale's birthplace, not Wales as in the whales that we see on the Bridge to Nowhere over Highway 1 South. This is Eric Nelson. This is Bread and Buddha. And this is a look back at the great music of 2024. That was John Cale. Before that, Dion and Carlene Carter, a duet on a new Dion album. I want to point out that Dion is 84, was 84 in 2024, and has been happily married for 63 of those 84 years. So a tip of the bowler to the great Dion. That's an album called Girlfriends, and we started with The American Dream by Amy Spies. And I slipped in something at the very top of the hour. I'd be remiss not to mention Soccer Mommy and Abigail. And as we're kind of trundling through the new music of 2024, you can go to our website to check in on a playlist. If you miss something, you want to know what it was, and hopefully you say, wow, I'd like to own that. You'll go buy the CD, hopefully directly from the artist, bypassing Spotify and all of those evil things that suck the life force and commerce out of any musical artist. So part of what we like to do is play good music of new artists you might not have heard from to inspire you to buy their music. So we're going to move on now. This is Cassandra Jenkins, an album called My Light, My Destroyer. This is KSQD, KSQT Prunedale. I'm Eric Nelson. And yes, this is a rousing salute to some of the more listenable, how about that, sticky, refined and interesting music of 2024.
Time to put the suit away. I ripped the knees open, eating. starvation of the mildest kind. And I lost more than a hunger when I curbed the appetite. You pour the venom free and tell me to say when. So you could call me a liar. So you could call me a liar.
Then I for you. Like sunlight meets the sky. You wished it all away. You wished it all away when you were younger.
Though I need a change when I go walking in the dark. I don't worry for the shadows or the things so ill-informed. When you fade into the air, you don't fear what's ahead. A drink would surely drown out the dull malaise.
There are rivers for you, and sunlight meets the sky. You wished it all away, you wished it all away.
Close your eyes.
Amanda Ann Platt and the Honeycutters, and reference to Highway 17. I wonder if that's our Highway 17. One wonders. Before that, Conquer White, the album Swirling Violets, and Cassandra Jenkins, My Light, My Destroyer. This is Eric Nelson sitting in for Manuel Zavala, Bread and Buddha on KSQD, KSQT. And we're rummaging through great music that came out last year, 2024, a year that is now officially over. I did a special of, I think I played about 28 songs last time, a few weeks ago, and playing a final 28 or so, boiled down from 128 albums that I purchased last year of new music, 1,519 songs on those respective albums, Who's Keeping Score, and boiled them down to stuff that really caught my ear, sharing it with you now. You may go all over the map here musically, but all the music is worth listening to, I think, or I wouldn't be playing it now, would I? On that Dion album, which is a duet album called Girlfriends, we heard a song with Carlene Carter. He also does a duet with Shamikia Copeland, who played a rousing show up at the Felton Music Hall, and she had a really great record this year. And this song is called Teetot Pain, and Teetot Pain, give you a little hint here, was Hank Williams' mentor. It was an African-American singer who taught young 10-year-old Hank Williams everything he needed to know. And I believe today is the anniversary of Hank Williams' passing. I think at the age of 29 in the back of a Cadillac heading to a gig. He was 29 years old. I think today is the anniversary. If not, I'm a day off. But anyway, the song is about and dedicated to Teetot Payne, who is Hank Williams' muse.
Ago in Alabama, a little country town, Georgiana, a black man played blues out on the street, box of pennies by his feet, while a white boy watched every day. He said, "Oh man, can you teach me to play? I bet you never heard of Teetot Payne. Never got rich or had a name. Country music wouldn't be the same except for an old blues man, Teetot Payne." The kid watched his fingers playing licks, copied his rhythms, learned his tricks, studied hard just like school. Teacher was patient, wise, and cool. Teetot Payne never got rich or had a famous name, but country music wouldn't be the same except for an old blues man, Teetot Payne. The boy learned songs by the dozen, country and blues, a first cousin's things he heard stayed in his brain. Became music history. Songs about folks trying to get by sounded so lonesome you could cry. Some make millions, others hardly any, just a bottle of tea and a box of pennies. I bet you never heard of Teetot Payne. Never got rich or had a famous name. Country music wouldn't be the same, except for an old blues man, except for an old blues man, except for an old blues man, Teetot Payne.
my mind to be the actor to play the part. It's come to this, 'cause I am exactly what she said, better off than dead. Can't get me out of my own bed. You'd wonder if ever there's been hope for me. I think it's gonna be fine. I think we're gonna be together, and the storyline goes forever, and the distances I can see, it's you and me. I'm gone when all the changes in my mind. Out of love, out of time, out of time. And wouldn't you say the past no longer quite as near as you'd like, and it's gonna hurt you now. 'Cause I am exactly what you said, the tears have all been shed. Can't watch the headlights from my bed, the chapters at end. And I'll be holding tight. I think it's gonna be fine. I think we're gonna be together, and the storyline goes forever, and the distances I can see, it's you and me. I'm gone with all the changes in my mind.
Yes, I come from a broken home, with an old chain link fence and green shag on the floor. I know the sound of throwing stones and the rattling of the window from the slamming front door. Roll the dial on the radio with the covers pulled tightly up over my head. Learned quite young and on my own how to go to sleep angry and die in my bed. Broken homes hurt long, broken bones heal strong than a stone. No, I'm not afraid. Look into these eyes, see the man they made, standing tall on my own. 'Cause I come from a broken home, rich on love and money poor. We only took what we needed and left some behind. In those days of wanting more is where I learned to be strong and how to stay kind. does it come from a broken home. A broken home. That's the place where the truest grown love will be found. Bear no fear of the great unknown. When you rise from the ashes of a family burnt down.
The Hanseroth twins. They're musicians who hang and play with Brandi Carlile, who has her fingers just about everywhere in music. Great producer. Brandi certainly resurrected Joni Mitchell's career and actually Joni Mitchell last year. Got her on stage at the Hollywood Bowl. So we salute you. Before that, Jessica Pratt. Album's called Here in the Pitch. The song The Last Year. Jessica Pratt, that record is on a lot of people's top 10 lists. And then Shamikia Copeland's song Teetot Pain, celebrating the unsung blues hero who influenced and got Hank Williams on the path to immortality and an untimely death at the age of 29. I think today's that anniversary, as I mentioned earlier. I would be Eric Nelson. This is Bread and Buddha. Manuel Zavala is taking a well-deserved week off somewhere, and I'm here recapping great music from 2024. This is part two, hoping to get to 25, 26, maybe even 28 songs out of the 1,519 new songs that crossed my path. All came out this year. And I think it's important to celebrate new music, not just play the hits from the old days, the good old days. Nostalgia is great, but new music and new creation should always be celebrated. And in these sort of dire times, it's good to celebrate artists who are putting it out there. Even artists like Coldplay. You can't get much bigger than Coldplay. And they had a record called Moon Music, and yeah, it's a pretty darn good record. So we're going to go from rather obscure to very famous. This is Coldplay from the album Moon Music.
And free to be exactly who she ought to be. She saw in colors others couldn't see. Jupiter, name for a planet, would pretend to be somebody way less extraordinary. Sometimes I wonder what is wrong with me. Am I bad? Am I wrong? Am I weird in the head? The only one. Everyone's in bed. Still she followed the river where the river led, right up to heaven where the billboard read. But I long to be herself or die. I wanna burst into a butterfly. Am I bad? Am I wrong? Am I not okay? Speaking only words that a girl can't say. Still she followed the rain to where the rainbow lay. All of the angels sing and come and say. Never give up, love for you.
It's clear that your ever-loving is coming from the heart. I never had anyone else to call on. It's clear that your ever-loving, I knew it from the start. I opened my heart and saw it was all gone. I never thought anyone else could be my friend. I'm loving you every day up until the end. It's clear that your ever-loving is coming from the heart. It's clear that your ever-loving will never be apart. Yes, you have the real love, real, real love. Hoping that you feel love, feel real love. Yes, you have the real love, real, real love. Hoping that you feel love, feel real love. It's clear that you're ever loving and everyone can see. I wanna be someone that you can count on. I wanna be everything that you wanted me to be. Been waiting forever, I don't know how long. Before you came, everything else was so, so cold. I never thought something special I have for hold. It's clear that you're ever loving, I'm always by your side. It's clear that you're ever loving.
Let me off the street. I'll leave the heart so blue out on your doorstep. So when you come home, you can wipe your feet. I want to give you the right kind of dream. I want to make love strike magic with you. Say that joy is fleeting, the pain is forever. How I wish that happiness left scars too. How I wish that happiness left scars too. Just like you. Just like you.
Johnny Blue Skies, a.k.a. Sturgill Simpson. That's an album called Passage du Désir, and that was written in Paris. Sturgill went over to Paris, lived, wrote the album, changed his name to Johnny Blue Skies, and then toured as Sturgill Simpson, and then introduced Johnny Blue Skies as a special guest to do this song. I merely report the facts. I don't make them up. And then before that, speaking of artists going under false flags, Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, and the album Bando Stone in the New World, the song Real Love. And we started out with Coldplay, and they go under one name, and that would be Chris Martin, a.k.a. Mr. Gwyneth Paltrow. I think they're still an item? Maybe not. I don't keep up with all the celebrities. But despite the fact that they're wildly popular, it's actually a great song from the album Moon Music, and that was a song called Jupiter. You're listening to I won't say a special edition of Bread and Buddha, because Bread and Buddha exists in its own continuum. This is Eric Nelson sitting in for Manuel Zavala, doing a recap of great music that came out in 2024. It's part two of a two-part thing, and part one is on the KSQD website. You can find it. It's up there somewhere. You can click on that if you want to hear what I think was memorable music out of the 128 albums and 1,519 tracks I waded through last year. Well, that would be it. A lot more than just music on this fine radio station. A really special show today. Rachel Goodman is back with us and is doing a special Talk of the Bay, saluting a true radio pioneer, a giant of our radio community on the Central Coast, and that would be Jeremy Landsman, who passed away on December 28th. Jeremy founded KFAT in Gilroy, and that was the epicenter of oddball weirdness, great music, and cultural impact. And Landsman was the guy who helped spread the word all across the Central Coast. So Rachel's going to be convening a salute to Jeremy and KFAT with former DJs Felton Pruitt, Sister Tiny Ellie Mae, and Bill Goldsmith, and going to play some recaps of the good old days at KFAT. And Landsman's mom is also going to show up, and former wife, who are also major radio personalities in the Central Coast. So it's it's going to be a really great salute to someone who deserves saluting. We're trying to carry on in the fine tradition of community radio and Central Coast broadcast. We're all over the Central Coast, and we're standing in the shadow of KFAT and Jeremy Landsman. So be sure to tune in today at 5 o'clock. Rachel Goodman's going to give Jeremy a much, much deserved tribute. So let us move on. I did just mention that we cover the airwaves, and let's be very technical and specific about this, shall we?
KSQD Santa Cruz, 90.7 FM. KSQT Prunedale, 89.7 FM.
Here's best-selling author Jonathan Franzen on why he likes K-Squid.
There is something really sweetly funky about K-Squid, I have to say. You walk in here and it feels, you're not in Pasadena, you are not in La Jolla, you're in Santa Cruz.
K-Squid Radio, many voices, one station.
Sweetly funky, Jonathan Franzen nailed it for KSQD and certainly for KFAT. So once again, definitely tune in at 5 o'clock for that tribute to Jeremy Landsman. So it's part two now. We're going to move into our second hour with earwigs from 2024. Nothing nostalgic here, just great new music, some from artists you've heard of, some from artists you've never heard of, but it all adds up to a great great look back at a very good year for music. Not the best year for politics, but certainly a good year for music. So let's hope we have an equally good year for music in 2025 and we can do something about the politics in the meantime. Let's not go there, shall we? This is Kim Rishi, an album called Every New Beginning.
Over our heads, we don't wanna get in over. Said the sun comes up in the dead of night, and the roof is rubber, and it won't stay tight. And the floor is the deck of a ship on the sea, and you can't be sure of the shore.
Conjure up here with my mind. She's like a ghost I think I knew. Now I'm lost among all that she left behind. The
doghouse, see the yards, all that remain. The cracks in these old walls are still the same on Willow Lane. On Willow Lane.
Jack McKeon talking to strangers, a song called Willow Lane. Before that, the Coward Brothers, better known as Elvis Costello and T-Bone Burnett. T-Bone actually had a record song in my last Best of 2024. Oops, not Best of. Interesting music from 2024. But the Coward Brothers, duet record, they've worked together forever, 40 years now, and put out an album as a duet. And we started with Kim Rishi. Every New Beginning, Floating on the Surface. A lot of good music on that particular album. This is Eric Nelson sitting in for Manuel Zavala. An overview of the more interesting music, music that stuck to my ears. How about that from 2024? Boiled down 128 albums, 1,519 songs, down to whatever, a little over 25 that I'll be playing or will still be playing. I have another 50 minutes to go. Tribute albums or tribute songs to musicians are always a thing. I'm going to do a few songs now from, tributes to great musicians. We're going to start with Tom Petty and then move directly to Lou Reed and then head off to Shane McGowan and the Pogues. I will not reveal the artist. I'll let you discover that when you hear it. But these are three pieces of music that were recorded and released last year. One of them's a live song, but Who's Keeping Score, okay, was released last year. Let's start off with Tom Petty. It's an album called Petty Country, a country music celebration of the great Tom Petty.
Looking for, don't come around. came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across the USA. She plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. Yes. And she said, hey, babe, walk on the wild side. Hey, honey, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, baby, take a walk on the wild side. Hey, honey. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay. A hustle here, a hustle there. That New York City is the place where we say, hey, babe, come on, walk on the wild side. I say, hey, sugar, take a walk on the wild side. Looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went down to the Apollo. Should have seen him. Go, go, go. Go, go, go. Hey, baby. Walk on the wild side. Hey, sugar. Walk on the wild side.
Asked yourself, what does being healthy mean really? Is it the absence of disease or a state of optimal function? How can I decide which treatment to choose when presented with a variety of options? How do I maximize my healthy lifespan? You can get answers to these questions and more at Ask Dr. Don here on KSQD every Thursday night at 6 p.m.
I've been loving you a long time. Down all the years and all the days. And I cried for all your troubles. Smiled at your funny little way. We watched our friends grow up together, and we saw them as they fell. Some of them fell into heaven, some of them fell into hell. I took shelter from a shower, and I stepped into your arms on a rainy night in Soho. The wind was whistling all its charms. I sang you all my sorrows. You told me all your joys. Whatever happened to that old song? To all those little girls and boys. Sometimes I'd wake up in the morning, the ginger lady by my bed, covered in a cloak of silence. I'd hear you talking in my head. I'm not singing for the future, and I'm not dreaming of the past. I'm not talking of the first time. I never think about the last. Now the song is nearly over. We may never find out what it means. Still there's a light I hold before me. You're the measure of my dreams, the measure of my. Shame.
let it be said that Bruce Springsteen.
Thanks for an incredible night. Cork, we love you.
Where was I? Let never be said that Bruce Springsteen doesn't have a sense of the occasion. That was Cork, Ireland, this year, May 16th. And yes, that's an officially released piece of music. Springsteen put out pretty much every concert he played, and you could get it. So it's official music, but a great tribute to the great Sean McGowan, who I'm reading actually a biography of right now. And let's just say he was a complicated character, but a great, great songwriter, one of those stone native geniuses, and haunted life. And you think of the art he could have created had he not been driven by so many demons. But anyway, speaking of demons, we moved on to Ricky Lee Jones, who certainly was haunted there for a while, but conquered her personal demons. And other demons were conquered by, yes, Lou Reed, who wrote Walk on the Wild Side. And that was from a tribute album to Lou Reed called The Power of the Heart. And then we started the Rhiannon Giddens, a great, great arrangement of Don't Come Around Here No More by Tom Petty, an album called Petty Country. Now, this was a year of losses in music. Where do we begin? Quincy Jones, Greg Kinn, John Mayall, Dickie Betts, J.D. Souther, subject of Judy Sills. Jesus was a crossmaker, so she kind of got her revenge on J.D. Souther. Sergio Mendes, remember them? Brazil 66. And I would be remiss not to mention the great Phil Lesh, a genius bass player for the Grateful Dead. And speaking of that, can find me on Saturday. The Grateful Dead Zone is back. We had a short detour there. We played the best of 2024, and then last week was a tribute to Jesse Ed Davis. Both of those shows can be found on our KSQD website if you want to catch up on those. But one artist who we thankfully don't have to bid farewell to, who's very much still with us, and in fact, the whole country is abuzz as people are, yes, rediscovering and actually discovering Bob Dylan, thanks to Complete Unknown, big feature film. I haven't seen it yet. I'm not sure I'm going to see it. I have been making that movie, a biography of Bob Dylan, in my brain for a long time, so any attempt at it by anyone else isn't going to approach the movie I have in my head. But that said, yeah, I'm sure I'll get around to see it sooner or later. But this song by Amy Rigby, my friend Amy Rigby, I have to say, is a great tribute song to Bob Dylan. And it's about called Dylan in Dubuque. And basically, short form, there was a concert in Dubuque where stage divers, basically, this was way better than Soy Bomb at the Grammys. I think 15 or 20 college students just sort of waltzed up on stage and danced around Bob as he did a song. And being Bob Dylan, the world's coolest human being, he did not blink an eye. And after the song was over, everybody sort of politely left the stage. But this is a great song that gets inside the mind, if it's possible, of Bob Dylan.
Okay.
nobody says the theme or the pledge. So what you gonna do about it? The pub runs wild, the people beguiled, the streets are defiled. So what you gonna do about it? Bad day for the group chat. Money talks, then money laughs. I've been waiting all my life for some decent tax advice. I've been waiting all my years. I have conquered all my fears. They swear you in and they wear you down before you paint the town. So what you gonna do about it? Last in the contest, words out of context, meet me in the comments. So what you gonna do about it? Bad day for the group chat. Money spoke, then money left. All my time in some insane pantomime. I've been fair, but I've been cruel. I've consumed my share of gruel.
Thank you.
Well, there's three great song titles back to back. That song, eBay Purchase History, Faye Webster, an album with a great title too, Underdressed at the Symphony. And then my pal Elizabeth Nelson's, the Paranoid Style, but Elizabeth Nelson is the front gal on that, Bad Day for the Group Chat. And Elizabeth and I did 3 hours going deep into the Dylan 74 box set, which she wrote the liner notes to, which brings us to Dylan in Dubuque, Amy Rigby. Hang in there with me. Amy had a great record, Dylan in Dubuque, since Bob Dylan is on everybody's brain right now. And speaking on everybody's brain, David Bean is here in studio lurking about. Speaking of celebrations of things that happened in 2024, I'm covering some of the new music. David Bean was covering all sorts of great music in the clubs and did a lot of interviews with musicians you know about. Melissa Etheridge, Al Jardine of the Beach Boys, Zachary Williams, The Lone Bellow, and a Paul McCartney fellow traveler, Rusty Anderson. And wait for it, James Lee Stanley and more. So in just 20 minutes, you're going to be a mix of great interviews, music, and sort of a look back at some of the fine work that David Bean has been doing on New Squid in Town. So stick around and watch that. But there's still a little life left in this look back, this retrospective of 2024. I'm Eric Nelson, sitting in happily for Manuel Zavala. Real estate, no, not what we're looking for or trying to unload or complaining about. Real estate would be the artist, the album would be Daniel, and the song would be Victoria.
Strange was happening. Saw into the eyes of sight and sound. Pictures in slow motion spread across the ground. Civilization down on the shore. Both strange and familiar like I've been before. I'm waiting for a lover, not just a friend. Everything is a cycle, let it start again. Consultant has gone out to sea.
petticoats shine like Mary's. Tried to lose a lamb on the way. Don't give him anything to laugh about. Cause I'm a fucking woman. I keep my chin held high. Farewell, old Charles City. I'll give you something to talk about. Ooh, when's it gonna be the right time? Be the right time now. When's it gonna be the right time? Be the right time for me. I feel my power growing. Blood pulsing on the thick skin. Gonna move a mountain, baby. That'll give him something to think about.
Searching for a song, so I keep on strumming. Ooh. baby, just remember when you start to miss me. I don't need a map, I don't need a road, I don't need a fence, I just need to roam. If you wanna love me, you don't need a rope, you just need to know. I don't need a compass, I don't need a saddle, let go of the reins, baby, let me unravel. If you wanna love me, you don't need a rope, you just need to know. Good horses come hard.
Doesn't get any more mainstream country than Lainey Wilson, who is, I believe, recently featured in one of the penultimate episodes of Yellowstone, that populist right-wing fantasy Taylor Sheridan has blessed us with. Before that, Aoife O'Donovan, The Right Time from All My Friends. And we started with Real Estate. Victoria is the title of the song. Daniel is the title of the album. Well, only 10 minutes left. What are we going to do in 10 minutes to wrap up all this great music? Well, I won't talk too much. How about that? And let's go to another great album title, Great American Bar Scene. Speaking of populist country stars who've definitely crossed over, is hooked up with Bruce Springsteen, has sort of gotten the Springsteen badge of approval, and that would be Zach Bryan. And this is a song on that record. The record was Great American Bar Scene, and the song is Oak Island.
Rail tire worker, I've been laying tires on cold ground, but I'm leaving this evening on the same tracks I laid down. There's some boys out in Jersey that are calling me out by name. I got a reason to believe I ain't glory bound anyway. If you're reading this letter, tell my mother and my brother that I love him. He's got the better blood of my old man and our cousins, but he made a bad deal with some boys out on Oak Island, and if he don't pay, they say they're bound to find him. But if I find him on that island first, worst is yet to come. There's no blood in the mud I raised and spent life on the run. And I went to Jay's Tavern, and it happens that the boys were there. Recognized his backside from the color of my mother's hair. And my brother found another way to make himself a decent little living. He turned around and found himself a licking only blood could give. And I told him I was there to keep him clear of that island. He said, I love you, Mickey, but I found out that I'm them. And I got bad blood with some blood out on Oak Island. And if he stays, I say I am bound to find him. But if I find him on that island first,
Well, that was a pretty climactic version, or climactic ending to it. Started off as a folky country song. Zach Bryan, The Great American Bar Scene. Well, it pretty much puts us at the end of the 2 hours. It's about time for my boot heels to be wandering, to coin a phrase there. I'll be back, I being Eric Nelson. You'll hear me on What a Week at 11 o'clock on Saturday, and back for the Grateful Dead Zone. It's been a long time, I feel. I haven't played some great Grateful Dead music, so looking forward to doing that. Well, it's been 2024 was, you like to say, the best of years and the worst of years. No, it was kind of the worst of years and the worst of years with some good music in interspersed, and I've tried to do justice to that music. This show will be up on our website soon, and the best of part one will also be there. So all in all, about around 50 songs distilled from, I said it a lot, I can't say it enough. Why? Because I keep score of these things, and it's the only time I can get away with saying it. 128 albums I got last year of new music, 1,519 songs boiled down to just 50. So you got to think, what's the last song you're going to play? Well, Chuck Prophet has been in and out of Santa Cruz, and he and I did a special on the basement tapes, Bob Dylan's basement tapes. Chuck graciously co-hosted a two-hour special with me, so I'm slightly biased here, you know. But on the other hand, it's nice to have a morale boost here. So I'm going to go out with a song from Chuck Prophet's latest album, Wake the Dead. And, well, he's looking for the bright side, looking for silver linings in the clouds that we're presented with. David Bean is lurking about. No new Squid in Town is coming up. A best of two of all the fine work he's done last year. But let's leave this with this good thought from Chuck Prophet. It's a good day to be alive.
It's a good day to walk on water. Good day to swallow your pride. Good day to call your mother. It's a good day to be alive. It's a good day to watch a movie about a killer with a sensitive side. Good day to tease a baby. It's a good day to be alive. Yeah, it's a good day to be alive. We sat and we cried out in the car when a shooting star came and went. Time stood still and the seasons changed. Everything became new again. New again. It's a good day to shame the devil. Good day to let it all rise. Good day to be a river. Oh, it's a good day to be alive. Yeah, it's a good day to watch a rerun about a witness to a terrible crime. Good day to solve a puzzle. Oh, it's a good day to be alive. Yeah, it's a good day to be alive. On water. Good day to swallow your pride. Good day to call your mother. Oh, it's a good day to be alive. Yeah, it's a good day to be alive.